With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
She knows everything.
All right, smartass.
Just ask her.
So she's super attractive and she's super smart.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
You think you know everything?
All right, well, you know, we're very fortunate because we get to work with a know-it-all every day.
You're welcome.
And she is, of course, headed off for the rest of the week, as she mentioned during the 6 o'clock hour, to some kind of pranic healing yoga sex retreat.
No sex.
It is, it's in New Jersey, and she has to take a course. She has to pay for a course in order to go to the... What's the name of the yoga retreat?
It's an arhatic yoga retreat.
What is that? An erotic yoga
retreat? No, arhatic.
Arhatic?
It's something that goes along with pranic healing.
Okay, so it's an arhatic yoga retreat.
We'll be doing a lot of meditation, a lot of purification, a lot of mental cleansing.
I see.
Letting go of what no longer serves you, getting rid of the past, moving forward with clarity.
Everybody there in the yoga pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All women at this thing? Or are there
are men
who go?
In yoga pants?
I'm sorry.
They can wear whatever's comfortable for them. They recommend no dark colors, LB.
Dark color? Is that negative?
Light colors, light flowing.
There it is.
Negative energy.
Is there one color you all have, like yellow, red, orange, that you have to dress in?
No, it's not a cult,
guy. Is there a uniform? It's starting to sound a little culty.
Sounds racist to me.
Oh, you think so?
What's going on over there? So who's heading up the retreat? Is it some kind of a yogi master?
What would be the five... pranic healing masters we'll be heading up the arhatic yoga retreat.
Are they like grand sommeliers? Like there's only five of them in the world?
There's only eight in the world.
There's only eight? There's only eight.
Yes.
Are they called the grand wizard or what are they?
No, they're just called masters.
So there's only eight yogi masters in the world?
Of pranic healing. Pranic healing.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you go to a college for that, or some
you
kind
go
of an
through
institute?
Classes? Then you teach.
Then you go to Paramus, Greg.
Have they been drug tested like the international bridge champion that we talked about yesterday?
Oh yeah, is there doping in pranic healing?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, they passed a yogi law though, Hill Dog. No more of these guys.
Yeah.
They don't want to let anybody else into the scam.
Serious.
That's why. They're all making the money. Now, does anybody hook up at this kind of a thing?
No, I don't think so. You're certainly free to in your hotel room, but they advise against...
any kind of sexual activity with the yoga?
Any kind of sexual activity, period, that week, because it drains your life force.
Oh,
so
they
want you to preserve that.
Is that code?
Yes.
When it drains your life
yes,
force?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Got a little life force on your sleeve there.
Oh.
You don't want to give anybody your life fluids.
All right. Here's a text that says, Greg, please tell LB in advance with Danielle out. He does not need to overcompensate with the talking. Well, no, he'll be fine. He'll be great.
So hurt.
I'm not hurt.
He's not hurt.
I can't win. You know?
You can't win.
Yeah,
I know.
Nah,
you
just,
say nothing, they're all over you. You talk too much.
Yeah, he's with his buddy in the car on the way to work. And he's like, wait, I'm texting Hillman and bust LB's nuts.
All right, let me read this email, which I received late yesterday for Nancy Know-It-All. Hey, guys. Wondering if Nancy Know-It-All can help with this.
Maybe.
This morning, a reminder that we had a storm Sunday night into yesterday. Mm-hmm. So this would have been written yesterday.
Yesterday, okay.
This morning, my neighbor Bob came over and started snow blowing our shared driveway.
Hmm.
I went outside because I was just planning on shoveling, and Bob told me that he had it and he liked doing it and I should just go back inside.
That's great. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
Sounds good
like
to
a
me.
Nice,
yeah.
nice
neighbor.
Neighborly thing.
Sure, but then there's more.
About an hour later, he left me a note asking for $25 for gas for the snowblower.
Oh, God.
Personally, I would have been happy to shovel, and I don't think I owe Bob the cash. What would Nancy Know-It-All do?
Stick to your guns. TNC, Bob.
Now, is that a common thing if somebody offers to do you a favor, like snowblowing listen, it's a shared driveway.
Yeah.
So maybe if Larry the lawyer were here, he would say that Bob has an obligation to try to charge for it. Because
right,
because
he's
have
doing
their,
it for both of you.
He said, I've got this. If he was planning to charge, that should have been disclosed by Bob ahead of time. Like, I'm happy to do it. They should have... The shared driveway situations, usually you establish who's doing what before this stuff happens, right? So you either figure out, okay, you're going to split the cost of plowing, or so-and-so is a snowblower, and then maybe you'll kick in X amount of bucks towards snowblower maintenance and gas. This is one of those weird, tricky, in-between gray area things. If it were me, I would give Bob the $25 and say, I really appreciate what you did. Next time I got it, don't worry about it. Thanks so much. And just leave it at that. And then if he does it again and asks you for more money, be like, you know what, Bob, I did tell you last time that I would handle it. I'm not really in the business of you know, forking over $25 as, you know, just to keep things copacetic.
Here's a text that says there's no way that the snowblower ate up $25
worth of gas.
I think Bob wants to be paid for Bob's time. Also.
I think so.
Yeah, Bob had the thing serviced, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, you get the preseason service.
Right,
yeah, a tune-up.
Right,
that's true.
It doesn't seem like Bob is a very generous person. I mean, I don't know Bob.
Bob sounds like a dick. Right?
What's the depreciation on that thing? I mean, really, you know, we're going into accounting now? Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean... I don't think the thing is consuming $25 in gas doing a shared driveway.
I would if he phrased it that way, I would get him a $25 gas card.
I mean, here's somebody who says...
Yeah, that's nice. For someone who does that, that's an excellent gift.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's somebody who says with $25 worth of gas, you could do a runway at Logan. I mean, it doesn't seem like... So your advice is just to be nice...
When it's your neighbor...
And give him the $25. I feel like he's getting ripped off, though.
Probably, but you know what? At least this is everyone's fault for not establishing this ahead of time. Who's responsible for what?
But he went out there, whatever this guy's name is, Roy or whatever it is. He went out there with a shovel with the intention of helping.
No, I know.
And Bob said, go back inside.
I know. And then Bob was like,
I think Bob is running like,
bucks.
I wonder how many times Bob does this. Probably does it at every driveway. Mm.
He's an extortionist.
Yeah, 25 bucks a pump.
Yeah.
I mean, half the rent.
I mean, Bob sounds like he's a cheapo. I mean,
Bob's garage is immaculate.
Oh, you think Bob's garage is like everything is in its place?
Bob's the kind of guy, because I saw the Bob guy when I was out the other night at Hooters. It was a guy in like a plaid shirt with a Hanes t-shirt tucked neatly into his tailored, creased down the middle jeans. And I'm like, that guy's garage is immaculate.
Yeah.
He knows where every tool is. There's not a spot of rust on anything.
Yeah.
The wife is not allowed in the garage
prefab hooks.
Yeah. He's got all the big red Craftsman slide-out drawer toolboxes. The floor's got the that rubberized finish with the paint chips in it.
That's nice.
Yep, right? Yeah.
What if you just gave him a gallon of gas, said, "Hey Bob, sorry, you're not getting $25, but here's the gas for."
I only use Shell V93 power gas in this Toro, sir.
Is it the proper mix of gasoline and oil?
That's still $25, as we learned this morning. It's $20 bucks for the gas container.
Well, when you buy it at the convenience store, when you buy the gas container at Home Depot, it's like $7.
Oh, okay, all right.
Here's a text that says Bob should be smart and not charge the guy, because when Bob has a party in July that goes till 2 a.m., then Roy is going to call the cops on Bob.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
Not very neighborly. Bob's a real jerk. I'm sorry. If Bob is listening, I apologize, but you sound like a jackass, Bob. This is Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to kind of chime in on the shared driveway situation.
Yes.
So we have a shared driveway in Ringe, and we share it with our neighbor Lou, who's amazing. Nicest guy ever.
So Lou is not a jackass. Lou is not a cheap prick. Lou is a good guy. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Lou's great. Yeah. We like Lou.
Yeah.
And so we own the driveway. So he plows our driveway, and we have a dog, and he even goes to the point of plowing a section of our backyard so our dog can use the bathroom. Aww. Never once has he ever asked for a dime from us, and every time we even try to pay him, he's a retired guy. He stays home.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Lou.
And he doesn't. Yeah, Lou's
Lou,
great.
Good guy. Lou probably expects, maybe he doesn't even expect it, but maybe a bottle of wine for Lou or a six-pack of beer or cookies that you made or something for Lou, right? Am I guessing right, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll get Lou. So we get Lou, we'll give him thank you cards. Like, we'll get him, like, beer, and we'll give him $20 here and there. And... you know, because he's retired. Like, he doesn't work. We're in our 20s. He sees, like, you know, like, Jeremy and I don't. We're home. We leave early in the morning. We're not home until, 6:30, 7 o'clock at night every night.
Jeremy, the husband?
Jeremy's my boyfriend, yeah.
Okay. Listen, I'm sure that you guys are very happy, but you know what Lou would really appreciate?
What?
Release. Just like the father.
I feel like
he would really appreciate release, and he's and by the way, you would never pay to have anything done up there ever again. Consider it, Sarah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.